Hello and welcome to the show. Today I think it's a good time to speak about money. And for doing so, I have my lovely co-host, Elle. Hello, Elle.
Hi.
And I am Pierre, and we are going to speak about money and the value of money, what is good, what is bad from money. To me, I believe money is an amazing tool to, show the value of something or to be well reward from what you did. But it's not just the hard work, it's especially what people see as what you did, as useful or not, if it's valuable or not. And the power of values, we will probably speak about different kind of jobs, such as doctors, soccer players, and so on. So, Elle, would you like to start?
Well, let me just start by saying that the argument that has started this topic for podcasts was a bit flawed, let's be honest here, because, you know, we are, I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. I have just been enlightened by an article written by, written by Saurav, a 2021 article written by Saurav, saying that,
yes,
you know, I think we're looking at the argument wrong. Okay, it's nothing about who should be paid more, why are they being paid more. In this case, soccer players are being paid more than doctors. But what we're looking at the argument wrong. It should be that doctors should be paid more, period. That's it. I think that's where the argument is flawed to begin with. Because see, well, we're kicking off with this topic, right? Really, how some professions are much more paid than the others.
Well, you choose from where you want to start. But yes, if you would like to start from there, I think it's a good idea.
Okay, yeah. So that's what I think. It's just flawed. Because you see, as I have been enlightened by this article saying that soccer players are paid more than doctors, but it depends on which country as well, you know, because apparently in Nepal, doctors are paid more than soccer players. So it's this argument is flawed, like compared to what, which country are we speaking about here? You know, it's flawed to begin with. And also soccer players who are internationally known, they're paid more, of course, because, you know, they bring entertainment probably. And also how it is with, apparently in this article, it says that it's nothing about the value that you give to society, but it is the economics of that dictates how much money you'd be given.
Mm.
It's nothing about, it's basically the argument is here. Water gives more value to people, but then it is, you pay less for a diamond. Diamond is just basically, you know, it's basically a stone you put in your finger or your neck or anywhere else, but, you know,
that's
it's
right,
more expensive than water. So basically, the analogy here, according to the article that I read,
because there's way more water.
There's way more
diamond.
Water, yeah, in the environment as well. So, but it is really pivotal to survival of the human being, you know. But the argument said by Saurav here is actually true, you know. It's the economics that gives the how much people are getting paid for the things that they do. So yeah, apparently it's flawed at the beginning. So I think that, you know, doctors should be paid more, not in relation to not comparing to other professions, because, you know, they do a lot of, you know, their public services. They help people most of the time. But, you know, it's what it is.
Yes. But it's obviously about the value, how we see someone, and about the services. I believe doctors are, you know, it's one of the highest job. Highest paid job. However, you know, like, obviously what they do is just fantastic. It's amazing. And obviously, fortunately, we have insurance because everybody should be able to go to a doctor, even if that person doesn't have much money. So the insurance would pay the difference, but the doctor will get the same amount of money for the value he or she gave. However, the doctor can see just one person, one patient at a time. So the doctor, for what he does and per person he sees or she sees, it's one of the highest paid job, but a soccer player, because the soccer player, you know, if you go to the stadium to watch a game, well, you would pay maybe $60-$80. Is, you know, it's not that much either. But because there are so many people at the same time watching the same match, plus the same game, plus so many other people are watching from their home by, you know, on their phone, streaming platform, on the TV, whatsoever, plus on the news, plus on the paper. It's a lot of people who get interested to maybe those specific players. So that's why at the same time they have a huge audience. Plus, obviously, it's also the reputation, and this is probably why they get so much more money. It's also the shirt, you know, the soccer shirt you would wear, or the even video games, sometimes even movies that will be released about them. Sometimes it's about books and so on. A doctor doesn't have the same reputation and can only see one patient. So this is why there's a gap. It's not about the value, it's mostly because soccer player can probably, I know it's a weird word to say, but can scale better. Can scale better because so many people can watch the player playing at the same time. By definition, a doctor can just see one patient at a time. So yes, that's the one of the reasons.
I think I'm imagining 2050, you know, doctors be wearing my what do you call that? My sponsor for today.
I mean, some doctors, especially, I mean, only I would say the specialized doctors, so not GPs, but the specialized doctors, some have a huge reputation, some are also, they do lectures in universities and they are well known, and so you have to wait for like 1 year or 7 months before to get an appointment. Some doctors even don't take new patients anymore, and those are like the famous ones, I would say.
So, I think that this argument, you know, is by itself flawed, because you see, as what you said, the doctors cannot scale, which is, yeah, you're right, it's a bit weird. It's like, I imagine some doctors hiring some gunman, like, hey, shoot some people in the foot so I could scale my business, you know, because I think healthcare is not a business. It's not supposed to be a business.
Yes.
It's what I believe
so
in.
How,
you know?
We should see then, but they should receive money, however.
Yes.
So
I think
it's
that
still a transaction.
It's still a transaction, but you see, it's wrong to compare football players and their scaling to a doctor. I think we should cut the comparison, because there's nothing to compare. I just think that people who provide public services, nurses, you know, nurses and other people who do public services should just be paid more. That's it. And a livable wage. Thankfully, we're here in Australia, where you know, they have regulations and laws with regards to how you pay people. This is not America, so, you know, people are hopefully not burnt out. But I hear some news in COVID where nurses are really burnt out. But, you know, it's, yeah, really burnt out, and they want an increase in the, on the services that they provide, like an increase in money, because an increase in salary, sorry. It's because, you know, they've been so exhausted, not having any breaks. You know, it's basically, yeah, they deserve it. I think they do deserve it. Mm-mm. But, you know, nothing in comparison to football players, because they do different things. You know, it's just that this is why I said a disclaimer at the beginning, because, you know, I think it's just, it's comparing, you know, water and cake. Do you get
me? Yes, I see. Like, yeah. We don't need to eat a cake in our life to survive, but we have to drink water to survive.
Yes. Cake is good.
The comparison is just...
The comparison is just...
doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. So I think people should stop speaking about why football players are being paid more than doctors, because we should just say doctors and other public servants should get paid more, should deserve more. Teachers should get paid more, you know?
Yes.
Aged care workers.
Again, you know, teachers is also an interesting case, because nowadays teachers can scale their business. If teachers want to scale it, like people teaching on, you have a lot of different platforms. You have Coursera, you have, you know, all of those online platforms. If you are famous on Udemy, on, I don't know, there are a lot of thousands of different platforms. Even YouTube is one of them. Well, you can have so many students at the same time, and you are teaching not just for one class, but for thousands and thousands of other students. And plus, besides of that, you have to teach just once, and after your lecture is maybe probably won't be outdated for the next 2, 3, 4 years. And for you just did 1 year or 2 years, 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours of lectures, instead of every day teaching for only 20, 30 students. So you scale it so it makes sense. Your money is worth much more, because you just worked for 3 hours, and then you can have as many students as possible for an unlimited amount of time. Every year, teachers at school, they have to repeat what they teach over and over again. And nowadays, you know, it's amazing, because they can just do an amazing lecture once and then just broadcast it for all the students of the country for maybe the next 3, 4 school years, which is quite amazing. And obviously they will have much more money, because they just did 3 hours or 5 hours. Obviously it's a bit more, but it depends of the subject, of the topic. But I agree with you. You have, what a teacher does, it's amazing. Because everybody needs teachers, especially on, we have to learn in a way. Nowadays, obviously, anyone can learn anything so easily, just from your phone. With the internet, you just have an internet connection. You don't need anything. You can just learn everything by yourself. So we could even end up by saying no one needs a teacher. But we need a teacher just because the information is already available on the internet by people like me or you, who know quite well a topic and can teach it to other people.
Yeah, but going back to what you said about, you know, having a video and doing a lecture, yeah, I understand that, yeah, that could be scaled. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would want more money, but the problem is, not a lot of people would want that life, you know?
Oh, yes. So
it's nothing. It's basically saying, look at this. Right. Look at my book. Read this and you will get rich or you won't be depressed, you know? It's like there's just this one formula for everybody. Yes. But that's wrong. Everybody wants different things. Some wants to earn more by doing such a lecture, but others want to be around people, kids. They want to not just be in a video. They want to, you know, because in a video it's linear. I mean, it's linear, you know, from point A to point B. But really, there's no interaction, and people want that too. Some teachers or, you know, some people with other jobs want to be in that job because they want to be like teachers. They want to interact with children, and they want to impart wisdom, not just on a video, but much more in a personal manner. So, you know, yeah, maybe some professions are scalable, but, you know, some do it because they want to do it. And that's the reason why I'm saying that public service should be for those who don't want to scale. Maybe a teacher who wants to be in a classroom base should be paid more and should have a lot of vacations. That's what I was thinking, you know, because there's no one formula for everybody where, yes, let's do this, and then let's all do this, and then, you know, then other professions or establishment would be obsolete, you know, no schools anymore, then no jobs for other things such as custodians, you know, like, yeah. So that's what I was saying. Make the wage fair, make it livable, is what I'm saying. But then I'm saying as if, you know, I don't live in a, I mean, I'm not given a livable wage, but mm-hmm. It's just, I think I'm speaking much in a perspective, like in the country, because nurses aren't paid well. They don't have a livable wage, and they do so much, and yet the government doesn't care. And for, yeah, so I'm just saying, we should have a livable wage. That's it. No nonsense about soccer play whatsoever. It's just that when you do it, even cashiers, Jesus Christ, I mean, you know, they don't even allow cashiers back in my country to sit down. And I think just when you can sit down and you can still do your job, what's wrong with that? Mm-hmm. And they're not paid a livable wage. And that's sad. Because it feels like if you're there, born in that situation, you could almost never get out. And that's sad.
Yes, that's quite sad. It also depends on the country from where you are from.
Yes.
How the money, how the values are seen, I would say. So for you, and you are from the Philippines, you are saying that cashier, so you don't have, because at the moment we both live in Australia.
Yeah.
And the majority of the time we buy things from the safe checkout.
Yeah.
We don't go to the cashier. It's not really common. And I believe they have, you know, the staff that used to be, the people who used to be a cashier, now probably they do something more valuable for them, because I believe some cashiers are really happy, but it's quite repetitive. I mean, at least in my case, I wouldn't like to be a cashier because I wouldn't be able to learn something, and I believe I'm not really well. People don't see me. I mean, what I give, I cannot provide a lot of values to the customers. And so people don't see me as someone valuable in the business. Yes, I can talk to them, I can smile, but back in my home country, all the cashiers I spoke to, they were not nice, they were not smiling, they were even mean, because they didn't like the job. So for that reason, I'm much I decided to always go to self-checkout because they were just not nice with me. I just wanted to say, oh, hi, how are you? What's your day? How is your day like? But even so, usually most of the time they wouldn't speak to you, you know, even if you try to have an interaction. And nowadays in some supermarkets, I think it's in the USA, what's the biggest supermarket? I forgot the name.
Walgreens. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Walmart. Sorry. Walmart. Well, they moved their cashiers to the shop, like inside of the supermarket. So not at the exit, but where you have all the different sections, you know, like you have bakeries, you have butcher, you have those kind of different items in the walls of the shop, and they can recommend you, oh, I would suggest to take this cream for as a sun cream because that one is better. So they provide values to the customer. They can suggest you, or I would suggest you to buy this phone and not that phone because this phone is better. Or they would suggest you this kind of bread because this kind of bread is better for the meal you will have tonight. It's a meal with with this kind of wine, so you should take that one and this bread and this salad instead. And they provide a huge value to the customers, and the customers feel also well served, I would say. And they removed all the cashiers, so now they're only working in the different sections of the shop. And instead, the self-checkout, it does really well the job, and the cashiers, they do a much better job in the shop, recommending the different products because they feel, they can really see what they provide, like they feel, valued for what they do, and they are much happier, and so everybody is happier as well. You can easily change a job where the initial value is not really well seen as something different. Anyone can give recommendation. It's not hard. However, you feel more proud to do this rather than scanning items all day long.
Yeah, but what if it's somebody what if I'm somebody who just want to be cashier, you know? I mean, any job that you do, although it could be permanent or not, you know, it's that, you know, you still have value for sure. You still do. Because why else would employers be paying you if, you know, you don't provide value to anybody? So I think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing anything, whether it's permanent or not. Being a stripper, I don't know.
Yeah, you have to like what you do.
Yeah, for sure, you had to like what you do.
So what you said, Elle, earlier, sometimes you do, like as a teacher, you are a teacher, you really like that job and you don't want to scale your background. You don't want to scale what you do and also being a teacher on the internet because you just like the interaction with the students. So that's fine, but then you should be okay to earn less because by definition, you will be limited with the amount of, not clients, because here it's students, but with the amount of students you can teach at the same time.
Yeah, less is okay as long as you can live. Just be able to go to vacation, you know, be able to afford a house. Less is fine, as long as, you know, you don't have to do more in life. I think that's my motto in my life nowadays. You don't really have to do more, you know. Why not?
Yes.
Anyway.
So to go back to money, for you, when you hear money, the word money, What's the first thing you that comes up in your brain when I say to you money? What do you think?
OMG, I don't have it. Just kidding.
Okay.
No.
But for you, what is money? Is it?
Well,
what does it do?
Money is money. You know, it's basically, I need to have it to be able to live. You know, it's nothing about ha ha ha. I want to be a billionaire and have employees working under
because
me.
Because money is power. Money, it's also how, you know, it gives an estimation of the value you provide. If you
really?
Have a lot of money, normally it's because a lot of people see what you do as something they are willing to give some money to you. And giving some money to you means they give some hard, or maybe not hard, but some hours they have been working for to get that money, and they give it back to you because they believe what you provide in exchange, it's worth that amount of money.
Well, yeah, but not all cases. Some are rich for in default, you know, like old money.
Oh,
so, yeah, not all cases, but you know, I don't.
That's different.
That's
yes.
different. Yeah, but I'm not. Well, money is just something that I need to buy my food, to pay for my rent, to pay for this and that, to be able to go to vacation, but I don't really want a lot of it. I just want to be able to be happy, and I just want to be able to afford things when I need them, like when I go
yes.
to the hospital, or when my relatives or loved ones need money so I could lend them some. I don't really have to have a lot of it, you know? If I would like to buy a house, but then I don't think in this economy it would be possible for me. Because,
of course it will.
Yeah, let's see. You know, I probably... Yeah, so anyway. I don't know. I just... Well, it's valuable in a sense, but you know, some things are more valuable than that. And the saddest part is, some of those things can only be achieved with money. Experiences achieved by money. You know,
that's right.
That is,
and freedom as well.
Freedom,
if you want
yes.
to,
if you value
move
freedom
elsewhere
yeah.
easily, food or even time, you can pay more to have more time in exchange.
That's right. We've spoken about that from a previous podcast about
yes.
how money is basically time. So yeah, so you know, this is why some billionaires, even though they look old, look really old still. They
some
have,
are really young
yeah.
nowadays. More and more young, younger and younger.
Yeah, but
younger.
A lot of really old. But anyway,
yes.
so so yeah, they have a lot of time in their hands
yes.
because they have money.
But you know, it's funny because it seems that as human beings, we are so obsessed by money.
Yeah.
Everything is about money at the end of the day. What we do on daily basis, what we fight for, what's happening on daily basis, violence, crime, jealousy, what else? So many things, it's about money, because money, you know, every day we see or we interact with money. Like every day we do transactions because we need to, well, to buy things, just electricity. Every day we use electricity. Well, every day we spend money. Every day we have to pay tax. Well, it's about money. Every day we have to eat food. If we don't live 100% self-sufficient, which is really hard, we have to spend money to have something else in return.
Yeah, you know what? This is out of topic, but sometimes I track the days of my week, and when I see that I haven't spent any dime on that day, I get really happy.
Oh.
Anyways, what
amazing.
About you? What do you think about money?
Well, you know, everybody is so obsessed about money, and I understand in a way, because some people, even a lot, they want to have always more, and sometimes they have a target and it's never enough, because the more money you get, also, you know, people say lifestyle inflation. So it means the more money you have, the the more expense you will have, because instead of living in a $400 apartment weekly, per week, you will have a $1,000 apartment to rent, or probably you will buy more different things. Then you will have, I don't know, you will buy a new kitchen, a new sofa, you will have a new car, you will have new services you want to purchase, you will have a new bed, you will have a Dalmatian, a dog or a cat, you will buy more and more things. And then you will go to the restaurant once a week, then twice a week maybe. And so the more money you have, finally, what's left at the end of the month, for some people, it's the same.
Yeah, that's...
Because they have more money, so they say, oh, now I deserve to spend more. Because for so long, I haven't spent much. Now that I can do it, finally, I will spend it. But so at the end of the day, what's left will be the same. But actually, money is made to be spent. Otherwise, you know, if you die and you didn't use your money, why have you worked for that long? Because money is also about time. I'm willing to give 38 hours of my life per week to have this salary as an agreement. This is, you know, it's more or less the same. And again, your salary will depend on the value of the kind of job. But like what you said, depending on the country, some jobs should be much, well...
paid more.
Paid way, way more. Livable wage. Like doctors, nurses, and
even
some
cashiers.
Others are, yes, as well. So it has to be fair. And earlier this week, I think... I don't know if you remember, but mm-hmm. we were discussing, we had a talk together about the perception of it was a job or something, a service, and almost like a scam. And I was telling you, no, this is not a scam, it's like lottery.
It's about wine.
Oh
yeah,
about wine.
You know somebody.
Yes,
about...
that's right. So I was explaining that you have a lot, especially about wine, because wine, you see the wine, like the more expensive is the wine, the better you think the wine is. So if you buy a $100 bottle of wine, you say, wow, this wine, I love it. It's amazing. Although it's just because it's $100. And if it's $2 and maybe it's the same wine, you say, oh, this one is really bad. Some business owners, they buy wines in France, even here from South Australia in Australia, or from Chile, or from Latin America, whatsoever. And they resell those bottles of wine 5 times more expensive to different countries where they don't really have a lot of wine. And those people there, they have no idea, you know, they have never been to South Australia, to France, or to another country where the wine come from. And so they say, yeah, $100, it's fine for that bottle. But actually that bottle was bought originally at $20 or $15. Well, is it a scam or not? Or just it's, you know, if those people are willing to spend $100 for one bottle of wine, they don't know the real value behind it. If they do it, maybe, you know, at the end, everybody sees differently the value of something. For someone, a chair is like just $2, and for someone else, wow, a chair, it's an amazing, it's an amazing, not tool, but it's an amazing thing because it helps you to see it, and it's really valuable. Nowadays, you have amazing chairs for $1,000. And maybe probably doesn't worth 1,000, but those people are willing to pay 1,000 because they are seated all day long. But obviously for someone who never sits in a day, that 1,000 is pointless. So it really depends your needs and or what you want. And if you are a wine lover, well, maybe it's fine, but I know it's a bit like a scam. It's also what people especially used to do, because nowadays is too many people know about it, although it's still working. So it's about buying things on Alibaba and or those kinds of websites where it's really cheap from China, and you would resell it for 4 times the price, but in a beautiful package, and you resell that plastic tool as something really useful, really fancy, but actually it's just a plastic something you bought from Alibaba or from somewhere else for just a few bucks. So yeah, money, it's like, you know, it depends the need right now. If now I absolutely need to have a plane ticket to see a loved one, someone from my family who is sick or whatsoever, and I have to be at my home country tomorrow, doesn't matter the price of the plane ticket. I would do it because I know it's like, it's urgent, you see. But normally I will never spend that kind of amount of money for the plane ticket. Just because timing there is so important, the money doesn't matter anymore. So it's also about emergency, about a lot of factors. And this is probably why when it's about our body, about surgeries, about something we need to have it fixed, otherwise we might die, or it's really hurtful, we are willing to pay a lot of money to the doctor. Like, I know last week, and you went to the dentist. Well, it's because you knew you had something to fix on for your teeth. But normally you wouldn't spend, $200 like this. Here the value is different. It's about your body. It's about,
my health. Mouth,
about a lot of different factors. Same for clothes. Like for me, I usually don't spend too much money on my clothes, although I really like to wear good clothes. It depends. It's about my style, not about the brand. So that's a bit different. But for some people, they're willing to spend $5,000 for a Louis Vuitton jacket or handbag, just because of the brand. And for them, it's like, wow, this is so important in my life because I will see myself as someone different. Someone who is wearing Louis Vuitton, for instance. I don't know, what's your thought?
My thought about?
About this.
Oh, you had plenty of points. Now I don't. I'm a bit
about
more.
About the value. Sorry. mostly about the value of the money. Sometimes for exactly the same item, you're willing to, the money that worth is much more different. For instance, I will give you another point. You are in the desert, lost. You don't have water. It's 50 degrees Celsius. And you know, if you don't drink right now, you will die. If someone there is selling water for $5,000, you will be willing to spend everything you have for a bottle of water because it's about surviving. Now here, right now where we are, we go to the shop, we are willing to spend 80 cents for a bottle of water. If we are on holidays at the beach, lying on the sand, And we don't want to go to a shop because we just want to enjoy our holidays on the beach. And someone is walking and buying selling bottles of water. We are probably willing to spend $2 or $5 for the bottle of water just because we are thirsty and we don't want to leave the beach. So it depends on the context, it depends of the emergency, it depends of our needs. We all have different needs, and then it depends of the passion or for what, like what we are speaking about clothes. Obviously there is not a real need, but just for some people, wearing this kind of clothes is like they are willing to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, so basically what we're speaking about right now is the demand, not about the money, but the item that you wanted and how much you're willing to
The
pay.
value change, even if the item is exactly the same.
Yeah,
Indeed.
so because there's less supply, no demand, and some are just price gouging. Imagine paying $5,000 for a bottle of water. Wow, that's price gouging. I think now I think economics have crawled its way towards scamming people, to be honest. It's like, imagine when you mentioned about Alibaba only paying what 50 cents, and how unethical that sounds, because probably some kid in an underdeveloped country will be doing that 5 cents for you, and basically that kid hadn't come out of the warehouse for 5 days just to create those things for you. You pay 5 cents for it, and then you resell it for what, $5? Wow, I think economics is starting to become like
Yes, then you
really.
feel bad as well. And actually nowadays it's improving because you see more and more companies selling things ethically. Like
Ethically, yeah.
it's made in the country, it's made aesthetically, they pay well the people doing it. Obviously, the price you will pay will be a higher price, obviously. But this has become quite a trend, I would say. A trend, like people, like you see more and more these things. It's a bit like eco-friendly items as well.
Yeah, that's funny because if only some companies would just stop producing clothes for, let's say, 3 months, it would probably help being ecological, because the fact that you're creating more clothes, although yeah, you're paying good wage, but
Oh,
probably still
yes.
not a lot, for you, because for them it could be a lot because they live in an underdeveloped country, so you're paying them a lot basically in their currency, but for you it's like what, $1? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, it's basically, I think the reason why a lot of companies are showing that they're more ethical and we're more ecologically friendly is because of the digital age and how easily you can look up, it's like,
That's
oh,
right.
people are looking at us now,
A
it's
lot of
time to look
debates
good.
happened as well. Nowadays, everybody can speak up.
Yeah, everybody could blast you in the internet nowadays. So I think that's the only reason why companies are doing it. Before it doesn't it isn't used to be like that because nobody will call you out for being so unethical. But now people can. And so companies are being afraid and saying that, oh yeah, we're ethical, but are you really? I don't know. I'm mistrusting everybody right now, to be honest, because what is the truth? We don't know. Well, I'm sounding like a conspiracy theorist. Wow.
I mean,
Not
no
me.
one has the ambitions to be bad, I believe. I mean, the majority. We are just, everybody's a bit selfish and they look at their own interest.
Yeah, that's sad.
Which leads to not really ethic matters. But because everybody used to do it, people said, yeah, well, all my competitors do the same. So why I should be different? Because at the end, customers look first at the price. Again, it depends on the kind of item and in what niche you are. So in some, well, even for clothes, Nowadays, some people just want to buy, clothes made in their home country, and they know it's made by adult people and not kids, and they know it's it's made according to the law, and people are not slaves. That's so important.
Yeah. So, in what conclusion can you say? Is money just money? Or maybe sometimes money is root of evil?
No, I wouldn't say money is root of evil, because money is so far the best way we have found to make a transaction equal, I would say. Like, you are really good at baking bread, and I have money, so you can give what you did, and I will, in return, you receive money, and with that money you can use it for anything else. So yeah, money makes a change of the value neutral in a sense, but obviously money is evil as well, because it can lead you to do something insane just for money.
Yeah, well, now that I think about it, money is just money. It's always the human.
Yeah, it depends how you use it. Exactly, yeah. Right.
Money is just money. It's a paper. It's not living. You know, it doesn't... No, it's just what it is.
Yeah.
But the intention of the person holding it...
Exactly. It's the same for everything else. It's how you use it.
That's right.
And as humans, we tend to always go to the extreme part. We abuse to what we have. Yeah. And if we can make it cheaper, even if it's not ethic, well, some people are going to do it. Because if it's possible...
Why not?
Why not? Exactly.
And I'm starting to hate why not now. Because why? Can we stop there? Anyway.
Exactly. So, yes, money, we can speak about money for hours and hours. It's a fascinating topic. Because sometimes for so many people, we wake up every day for money.
Mm-hmm.
Before, and the same for animals, they wake up for food, for surviving, and yes.
And
we do more or less the same for money. And with money nowadays, because now we live in a really amazing era, and so we can also buy, entertainment with money. We can buy things that make us feeling better. We can buy pleasures with money. It's not just things to make us to survive, you know, to buy food or to buy clothes. No, we can just buy, I don't know, holidays and
pleasure,
or just a way to feel more important. In some countries, if you're very rich, everybody will respect you.
That's sad.
Yes.
Can't we just respect each other?
And people see, oh, that person has money, so wow, that person is so important. I think in Asia, actually.
Oh, yeah, in Asia, and it's so sad.
If you're poor, people will treat you very bad.
Yeah.
I think, like, Hong Kong, I heard, but probably... I don't know, China, Singapore. I haven't been to Asia, so I cannot really say some names of countries, but this is what I heard from documentaries, so I believe I can trust them. And yes, in other countries, it's from the family or from what you do. People will treat you in a different manner. Oh, you do this, mostly in Europe, it's like the kind of family you are from or what you do as a job. but the money is much more taboo there. So again, money is even taboo, and yes, it's an amazing tool if you use it well, because obviously it will make your life so free. If you have money, well, you can stop working now. I have money. If you want tomorrow to go to Fiji, you can do that. If you want to buy something you wish for ages, or something that will make you work quicker, you can do it. So money, it's amazing, but now it can be evil if you don't use it well or not aesthetically well. I think that's it for me.
Yes, that's it for me as well. Anyways.
Beautiful.
Press F for the group chat.
See you.